And we turn now to higher education. And joining us to talk about that, the Chancellor of the University System of Maryland, Dr. Jay Perman. Dr. Perman, thanks for joining us tonight on WBL News Now Extra. The University of Maryland announced this week that they are going to have at least some in-person classes in the fall semester. Tell me about that.
Well, we are obviously operating first and foremost with concern about safety, safety for students, safety for our faculty and staff, safety for everyone who comes on campus. That requires us in the main to use what everybody calls a hybrid model. A good deal of our provision of education will occur at a distance, a lot of it online. But we do need to offer the opportunity for students mindful of safety to come back to campus for smaller classes, higher level classes, sometimes laboratory experiences, experiential learning. So there will be person-to-person learning as long as it's consistent with following the guiding principles that require safety.
And I understand classes of more than 50, those big lecture hall classes that everybody remembers from college, those are going to be done online.
Almost entirely.
Okay. What about housing? How do you handle that? Because anybody who's been in a college residence hall, and it hasn't changed since I was in college more than 30 years ago, you're in tight quarters. How's that changing?
So one thing I should point out, of course, is that I'm speaking and describing 12 separate institutions. So there's a little bit of variability, Rob, but in general, we are going to have fewer students on campus. We are going to convert, in general, those two-person rooms that we all remember to one-person rooms. There are some settings where we can have several people in a room because of the physical characteristics of the room. But in the main, we're going to reduce doubles to singles.
What do you do about students that need housing, though?
Well, if we have students beyond those that we can accommodate on campus, and keep in mind, again, the majority of our classes will, in general, be at a distance. But if there are additional students, some of our institutions are working with local providers of housing off campus to accommodate them.
University System Maryland Chancellor Dr. Jay Perman joins us. I understand that if final exams are going to be done online.
For the most part, we're leaving the option open that for some of the institutions, and depending on what's going on with the virus, Rob, which is going to dictate so much of this, some students may come back after Thanksgiving. But in general, the plan is that the students will go home at Thanksgiving across the institutions, and the balance of the semester will be taught out at a distance, followed by the final exams.
Chancellor Perman, what about tuition and room and board? Because students won't be on campus full time, are they getting a break on their upcoming tuition? And did they get a break from the previous year, the school year that just ended?
Well, with regard to the school year that just ended, no, we did not refund tuition because the cost of doing all of this, Rob, the cost of going online, maintaining high quality online, and dealing with the things that need to go on at the campus to ensure safety, in fact, our costs go up. So we did not refund tuition for the year just finished, but we did refund on a pro rata basis room and board, a variety of fees. Now, going forward, as you know, our regents have frozen tuition, being sensitive to the fact that people are having a hard time. So even though our costs are going up, we have frozen tuition. In addition, for the students that are not coming back to campus, they obviously are no longer going to be charged some of the fees that might be included in the cost of attendance, room and board, parking and athletic fees. So it's important to note that the overall price paid by students and families is going to be less under remote learning.
Dr. Jay Perman, Chancellor of the University System of Maryland, how has this pandemic impacted enrollment? Have there been students who have, because they don't feel safe or for a variety of reasons, dropped out of college?
Well,
how big of that problem is that?
Rob, we don't know yet. with regard to several of our institutions, enrollment hasn't been impacted at all. For some of our institutions, deposits are coming in a little slower. We'll have a better idea in August. And keep in mind, we have the option for students, even those students who would take an in-person class, they have the option, if they're concerned about coming back to the campus, to learn online.
And I take it faculty has the same option of teaching online, right?
Absolutely. We're flexible. We're going to be sensitive. And we are going to absolutely accommodate those faculty who, for a variety of reasons, and staff, don't feel that they can comfortably come back to campus.
All right. Dr. Jay Perman, Chancellor of the University System of Maryland. Good luck this semester. And thank you for joining us tonight on WBAL News Now Extra. You're listening to WBAL News Now Extra here on WBAL News Radio 1090 and FM 101.5.